are 1,140 cases. This is not exactly the number of positive cholera cases, but once if one or two cholera cases are discovered, then everybody who comes up with vomiting and diarrhea is a cholera case. We don't need even to take for laboratory analysis. Across the five camps, we have 10 deaths, around six in the community, within the camps, which they have not brought to the hospitals, and then maybe four severe cases that were brought to the CTCs, the cholera treatment centers.
Is it the first time that you experienced a cholera outbreak in the Dap camp?
No, it's not the first time. In 2011, it was there. 2013, it was there. 2014, July, it was there. But these are cases of one or two, and we used to stop it immediately. This time is a bit different because it's taking us by from 18th of November. This is the seventh week we're struggling with it because of the above average rainfalls that were there. There's more water that has been captured from rainfall runoff. And then children, because the schools have just closed in December, children going to swim there looking for some pleasure places to let off their excessive energies. So the first case was a case of a boy who was swimming in those water pools, and that was discovered on 18th of November. And then also there are around 22 counties out of the 47 counties in the country that were affected by cholera. Our neighboring county, which is around 3 kilometers from the Gahle camp, has been affected by cholera for the sixth month, and the people have been dying of that disease.
Now, what is the UNHCR doing in the Dap camp to control the disease?
We are distributing soap, something to the tune of around 60 tons have already been distributed. We are spraying all across the camp with the chlorine to disinfect the latrines, the pool water ponds, the households, everything. We have now attained around 108% spraying across the camp. So the spraying is ongoing. Then there is cholera-affected families. We go there, we find out what is the major cause in the household, what is happening, why are these guys getting cholera in their homes and not the other neighboring families. So we are doing targeted approach for spraying, soap distribution, and other hygiene messaging. We have hourly hygiene promotion messages across the three FM radios that are surrounding the camps.
What is the key to prevent cholera?
The most important thing is hygiene promotion, so that hand washing at critical time. You see, cholera is a fecal oral transmission. We take food from the mouth and goes from the other side of the human intestine. But if that now comes back to the mouth again, that is how cholera is transmitted. We are trying to tell them to wash hands. All the partners are on board. UNICEF is on board, the UNHCR, Minister of Health in Kenya government, the host community leaders, the religious leaders, all those people have been mobilized. We are not leaving anything to chance.